This is a HeadGum Podcast.
This episode of All Fantasy, everything is brought to you by AeroPress. Now, let me paint a picture for you. You bought an amazing, delicious smelling bag of coffee beans. You get home, you're stoked. You make the coffee and it just isn't what you're feeling. You know, it's a bad cup. AeroPress coffee, however, uses a patented brew method. That's right. You didn't think I knew about brew methods, but I do. It gets all the purest flavor that you could imagine out of those beans, and it speeds things up so coffee doesn't get over extracted. It's going to give you a smooth, it's going to give you a rich, it's going to give you a bitter-free cup of coffee that tastes as good as the smell, if not better. And that's what we're all shooting for. You know what I mean? AeroPress, it's like a French press that makes a way better cup of coffee. AeroPress uses a patented 3-in-1 brew technology. Again, with my brew technology knowledge, it's going to combine the flavor benefits of espresso, pour over, and French press into one compact, tiny little portable device built for travel. I got one. I have traveled with it. It is in the cupboard right now, barely taking up any space. You get a completely unique, delicious cup of coffee wherever you go, only possible with an AeroPress. With over 55,000 five-star ratings in over 60 countries, that's almost more countries than I thought existed. AeroPress is the best reviewed coffee press on the planet at just under $50. And with all of those great reviews, AeroPress makes an exceptional gift. It's thoughtful, it's proven, tasty, and travel oriented. I'm all those things as well. Who wouldn't love that as a gift? Gift receipt, not needed. No one's going to take it back. Get on it. AeroPress is shockingly affordable, less than $50. And we've got an incredible offer for our audience. Visit aeropress.com/allfantasy. Again, that's AEROPRESS.com/allfantasy. And use the promo code allfantasy to save 20% off of your order. That's aeropress.com/allfantasy. And be sure to use the code allfantasy at checkout to save 20%. It is time to ditch the drive-through, toss the French press, and say yes to better mornings fueled by better coffee. AeroPress ships to the USA and over 60 countries around the world. And we thank AeroPress for sponsoring our show.
Welcome to another brand new episode of All Fantasy Everything, the podcast that was recorded the same day as the previous one. And if you listen to that, you know I got really drunk last night, so I don't feel like coming up with something funny for this part. The podcast that shouted at a guy at a party.
Yeah. The guy was pushy.
And then he was pushy and then hugged him a couple seconds later.
I'd like to say I heard whispers of that, but I heard shouts of that.
Shouts of it. The whispers of my lover.
Yeah, we were playing at the party last night. That was our first gig.
I got to remind myself to eat dinner, dude. Never eat dinner.
Well,
I eat dinner all
out?
The time, but I never eat dinner like on a wild night. I always forget.
At this party, they had tons of food.
I don't know why I didn't eat it.
I don't either. I caught my blood sugar like almost like under my feet. And I was like, all right, I gotta fucking eat.
Fried chicken, I was eating it with my hands.
Yeah.
But I don't care.
You're an animal.
Who's the lunatic that was trying to cut? Who broke their fork?
That was Malloy. Malloy broke his plastic fork trying to cut this fried chicken because he wanted to be civilized.
Never once have I even entertained the idea of eating fried chicken with a fork.
Dude wear joggers to a funeral and he's got to use a cutlery all of a sudden?
Boston through and through. Boston strong.
Joining us today for the podcast, I think it feels weird to say joining us just because this is crew. Sean Jordan, @ Sean S. Jordan on Twitter.
Sean Cougar Mellon Jordan on the gram.
On the gram. Anything to plug coming up?
Third week in July, I'll be in Denver doing like 6 shows.
Yeah.
Do that.
Zach Toscani.
Yo.
@ZachToscani on Twitter.
Yes, sir.
And Instagram.
Yes, sir.
Anything coming up for you?
I'm doing Backyard Bootlegs in LA on the 26th. I believe it's a Saturday.
Yeah. I'm on it too.
Friend of the show, Simon Gibson. David Borey will be on the show.
I love that show.
It is so fun.
Backyard Bootlegs. It is a fun ass show,
yeah.
man.
Yeah. Simon's the best.
Last time I did it, the girl who broke my heart was there. Tore it right out of
my
chest.
Oh, really? I was there that time, too.
Yeah, you were there. We had a thick crew there that night.
That was a thick crew.
Yeah.
And then she just trampled all over my feelings, my hopes, my aspirations.
I'm David Bory, guys. I'm going to be out and about this summer.
I'll be on tour.
The G is silent on Twitter. Cool Guy Jokes 87.
Yeah, you can catch me. Look up my Twitter, or whatever, for the new dates. I got more dates for that tour.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm Ian Carmel. I am going to be in Wilmington, North Carolina, at some point.
When is it?
I'm doing. It's called the Dead Crow Comedy Room.
I've heard that's fun.
I hear it's fun too.
Yeah.
And it's where Michael Jordan is from. So I'm gonna go get some game while I'm there.
You got game.
Coastal Carolina. I'm excited about it.
Yeah, it'll be good, man.
And I'm excited about y'all coming out to see it.
Maybe Tucker Max will show up. I think he's from around there.
How do you know that?
And if you get the time, go check out Gullah Gullah Island.
Oh, Gullah Gullah Island.
Oh, man. Yeah. There's lots to see and to do there.
Remember Gullah Gullah Island?
Gullah Gullah Island, dude.
Nickelodeon.
All we need now is you there.
Yeah.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Gullah Gullah Island? It was a show on Nickelodeon.
Come and let's play together in the bright sunny weather. Let's all go to Gullah Gullah Island.
Gullah Gullah! Yeah.
And there was a frog on there named Binya Binya.
Yeah, Binya Binya on Gullah Gullah.
Binya Binya from Gullah Gullah.
There was like a psychedelic frog. The rest of the show was very real, all humans, and then this frog would just show up in their backyard.
Binya Binya!
I mean, I was a C-SPAN kid myself, but I guess they would show you recipes sometimes.
It was like a cooking show sometime.
Sean, you were watching Congressional Testimony on C-SPAN?
Yeah, I was more of a C-SPAN kind of guy.
I get that. Today, speaking of C-SPAN... We're drafting words that you use in conversations to make you feel smart. We're just discussing off air how dumb we all are. We are not smart, man.
I was proving it on air.
Oh yeah, on the last episode when you said
last week's episode.
Just in case anyone missed last week's episode, Sean thinks that the phrase was thought.
Thought for 35 years.
Throw kosh into the wind. So that happened, and then he was like, wait a minute, is kosh short for caution?
We had a time.
Oh boy.
I just called Lauren, told her that, and she's like, what? Yeah, I figured you'd have a time.
When you said it, did you think that kosh was like a physical thing, like that you would throw in?
You guys saw me have the realization where I thought, kosh is short for caution. But for the previous 35 years,
what did you think?
I never thought about it.
You just contextualized it. So you knew the context. And it didn't matter.
I guess the way he says it, I knew what it meant when I bought those turquoise cross colors when I was in fourth grade. You know?
When you threw kosh into the wind for the first time.
Throwing hella kosh.
Those would fit me right now.
Turquoise cross color, size 38, your boy. Fourth grade, JFK Elementary.
Yuck.
Threw kosh into the street.
Turn it to MLK in elementary.
And the way you say it sounds
caution.
Right. Yeah.
It's perfect.
That's why it's beautiful. It's a beautiful accent.
We're dumb. And we're all...
I'll be thinking about that all
day. We're all kind of similarly dumb.
When I'm mad dogging pizza, spilling that on my shirt to go with this coffee stand.
I might get us jalapeno poppers.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, we got to do work first.
All right, cool. Yeah, let's get this podcast out of the way.
Jalapeno, that was a word that took me quite a while. Yeah.
So words that we use to make ourselves sound smart.
Jalapeno business.
Do the damn thing.
Jalapeno business.
I didn't make that up, but I love it.
Is that your first album? You're a rapper.
Jalapeno business.
Jalapeno business.
It's just a briefcase full of gold plated jalapeno.
Jalapeno
business.
I'm in the jalapeno business, and the business is a booming.
Business is popping.
Business is a popping.
Well, I'm in the onion business, and business is blooming.
Is blooming? Oh. And I'm in the bad at this business.
So you batter the onion rings.
To determine the order of the draft, which I will remind our listeners is a serpentine. It's a serpentine draft.
It's like if you're in a bumper car and you hit the wall and you just kind of go backwards.
Yeah.
Okay.
You just kind of go back to where you were. If you pick fourth in the first round,
you pick first in the second round.
True story.
And we determine the draft order with a raucous game of rock, paper, scissors.
1, 2, 3, shoot.
All right, 1, 2, 3, shoot. Here we go. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Oh, all paper. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Oh, your boy!
Okay. Chantel Jordan.
So we'll just go, we'll go clockwise starting with me. So me, Zach, David, then you. Then Ian.
I'm last?
Yeah.
All right. Sean, Zach, David, and then Ian bringing up the rear.
Uh-huh.
So with the first pick of the words that you use in conversations to make you feel smart,
uh-huh.
Sean Jordan, you're on the clock.
Superfluous.
Oh! That's a good one.
That's a great that one. That is.
It's so many extra letters to mean such a simple thing.
The word itself is a bit superfluous.
Unnecessary. Yes. That was, so I think.
It's, especially if you say bit with it.
Yeah, it's a bit superfluous.
Like a tad superfluous.
I found it a hair superfluous.
I found all the nudity in Jackass a tad superfluous.
I agree.
It's like if you were a bowler and your first ball went and did a 7-10 split, but you're really good at hitting the 7-10 split.
Yeah.
So setting up the word superfluous.
Is it like that?
I don't follow. I don't follow the metaphor, but I like you. You're my friend.
I was trying to pretend like I was smart just now. Well, I was like, oh yeah, it's just like that.
Well, perhaps my analogy was a little superfluous.
Oh wait, you're throwing all these other words in there. Okay. I heard perhaps.
Well, we're literally talking. So
yeah, we have to use.
I know. It's gonna be
Sean just like gonna,
you can't.
Really
wait, wait, wait. I heard.
We can't be sure of this one.
Shut the fuck up. But all the words were.
We're gonna. We're just gonna do this podcast via eye contact.
I think perhaps makes me sound really smart. Perhaps I'd like to get a 40.
Oh, perhaps. It's fucking Professor over
here. Like a 40 of King Cobra? Perhaps.
Look who doesn't wear homemade underwear.
Dude, I make them out of duct tape.
Look who's got all his vaccines.
Every time I go to the bathroom, it's a punishment.
Someone's never had a cavity. Is that what smart people... I have a very strange idea.
Smart people don't get cavities.
Someone eats candy in the daytime. It's
superfluous for a smart person.
Oh, look who doesn't go to Jack in the Box and buy tacos and keep them in the fridge and eat them later when they're cold.
Leftover okay, nachos. Mister, I don't use mouthwash as deodorant as well. Okay.
You just pour mouthwash in your armpits?
When it dries, it's minty.
It's minty.
Don't worry about what I'm doing. Let's explain.
Yeah, so use it in like a... Do you have like a context in which you've used that for? Say that? Like a girl, like meaning the girlfriend's parents, you're maybe gonna throw that out.
Oh, dude, I don't dare throw it out when it like has to mean us, like when it has to be right. I would never throw it out in a situation where like they're gonna look at you if you fuck this up. Like they're gonna look at you weird because they know what it means.
Yeah, I'd rather just be quiet in a
most
situation
of these
like
words
that.
I stay away from.
Yeah. These are tread with caution.
These aren't every day. These aren't ramen noodles.
So
these are like filet mignon.
So when are you utilizing them?
Okay, Zach.
Now he says utilize.
You're going to puke the
whole. I'm talking.
Oh, I'm just talking.
Mister never had a cavity over here.
Yeah. They call me Young Bachelor's Degree over here.
Young Bachelor.
Do you know it's a little bit of a flex? You could be like, I found it fluous, if not. If not superfluous.
On a level of fluousness.
I found it fluous, if not superfluous.
I'll tell you what,
oh man!
All the alcohol I drank last night was superfluous.
It was superfluous.
On
was
top
extra.
Of all the already drank alcohol,
mad extra. Well, going back to being like broke, like we were talking about, or just doing gully shit, gully water. Rest in peace.
Is that? I was gonna ask you. That's not like a. I wasn't an asshole when I was telling people like, yeah, Ian's calling this gully water. It's not like a bad term. I should be ashamed.
Gully?
To say.
No, gully just means like.
People were looking at me like I was saying it's something
topographical.
Super bad.
Well, we were drinking gully water, so they just were looking at us weird anyway.
Also some people might not know the hip hop slang and just think it's water from a gully.
Yeah.
It was not. It was tequila and grapefruit beer in like a 1 liter.
Yeah.
Like you said, water from a gully.
It was superfluous as fuck.
What was this back to being broke?
Oh, so I was in London. I was in London.
I heard that. You went to London.
I went to London recently.
Did you just start a being broke story with I was in London?
Yeah. I amended to say not broke, but just kind of gully.
Okay, I like gully. Gully Island over here.
I was hammered, and I was like, shit, I don't have any clean underwear. So using the the body wash from the shower in the sink in the hotel.
Tell me.
I washed like three pairs of underwear.
Dog, you think I ain't been there?
Dude, with the body wash and then laid it out to dry.
Oh, yeah. I've used hand soap to clean everything.
Dude.
It's called hand washing, my friend.
I hand washed it. But you're not supposed to do it with body wash.
Tell me the difference between soaps, Ian.
I can't. Yeah. I can't.
Real, like for real, explain to me the difference between
soaps. I did it.
I've been doing laundry with shampoo for years now.
I've washed my entire body with shampoo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Washing his hair doing his laundry.
What are you going to do?
I've never
washed
my hair.
Now my whole shit smells like vanilla bean.
in like 8 years. That guy hasn't washed his hair for like a decade.
Really?
Yeah.
Roebuck, right?
That's got to be just thick Italian heritage that keeps your hair so...
Yeah,
right?
I don't know.
I think you're not. I think that's a move. I think like not shampoo.
I don't ever wash my. I wash my hair when it gets washed for a haircut. That's it.
I shampoo once a week.
Once a week
or so.
I don't shampoo.
I've never pooped either. So
gross, Sean.
Never once. Well, it would be gross if I did, like you heathens. But I don't.
Whoa, heathens!
Stop.
Now you're using.
That's your word that you use.
Heathens!
Yeah, no, you know, I'm in a golf course. What's your first pick? Stop.
I'm
at a golf course and I just see someone and I'm like, you know, just call me a heathen. Make people feel like I'm smart.
It is fun to call people heathens.
Heathen,
oh, yeah, dude. In a bit, I have it. What kind of godless
like heathens? Stinking heathens?
Yeah.
You stank ass heathens?
Zach had one that cut back in the day. He'd be like, you fucking pig. He'd say that to me all the time. I'm like,
the way you said that hurts
your feelings, dude. I'm like, Zach.
Pig is mean. It is mean to call somebody a pig and mean it.
You fucking pig.
Oh, God. That hurts my feelings.
Yeah, Zach did it without shame. So, yeah, superfluous. What do we got?
Fantastic.
So
there we Zach Toscani, it's time for your first pick.
Sean. Fucking pig. Let's hear it.
I don't like this.
I don't either. I'll stop. He won't.
So, for my first pick, this is one near and dear to me. This is like the first word I picked up on when I was a kid that I was like, oh, adults use this. Basically. I thought basically was a smart word.
Yeah,
so
we
I would
all
use
blow
it
sometimes on the first
day. I would use it. I'd be like 8 years old, and I would like go up to my dad and be like, I could really use some water. Basically, I'm thirsty.
There you go. You sold me. You did. At first, I
don't think I'd ever been more aghast at a pick until you said the basically,
you know, basically
I'm thirsty.
I'd say I'm thirsty.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is like a throwback. It's not one you use now.
Yeah.
I will say that I know a lot of dumb dudes in my life who use basically.
That's true.
And I know they're going to say some whack shit right after.
Yeah.
Like we'll be watching like TV and somebody cool say something smart like Neil deGrasse Tyson and somebody will be like, I don't get it. And then my dumbass friend will be like, well, basically what he's saying. I'm like, you're fucking,
you're using jail science.
Basically, like Mars is far away, you know?
Yeah, like basically. And you're like, that's not what he meant at all.
Basically, I got her pregnant, and basically, she's keeping it, and basically, I'm going to need to move probably until...
I basically drove her there, and she basically wouldn't even get out of the car. She, like, well, fine.
Basically, you have to move out of off my couch.
When you say basically,
can't live here
anymore. It shifts the responsibility onto, like, something else instead of you.
Basically,
I'm thirsty. It's my body. I can't change it. But I picked basically because that was the first word, and I remember doing it as a kid. Like, oh, I gotta you when you like know you have to start using a new word,
mm-hmm.
and
yeah.
That, so that's yeah.
It's like when people say like legitimately,
yeah,
where they say it too much because they think it's like
or literally. I think that's why people use
the
that way
dude,
too early.
I legit say literally too much.
No, yeah. I can't pick it.
You can't pick. You were gonna pick literally?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
In his head, he's just screaming.
In my head, I'm slitting my wrist the long way
just
right now.
Just, like, but... looks down at his shoes and clenches his fist.
No, I wasn't going to fucking pick it, dude. Basically, I was. But...
throw caution to the wind and pick it.
Yeah. It could be an apology. Like, listen, basically, what I was going to do was this. But now, basically, I feel like we're okay.
I feel like I use it when I'm trying to get out of something.
Yeah.
For sure.
Look, basically, what I'm saying is...
listen, like, yeah, okay. Did I puke in your backyard and pee on your couch? Basically, here's what happened. I've been having a rough month.
Shifts the responsibility.
Yeah, it shifts it completely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. It turns you into more of a victim.
You turned me. I was not sold on it at first, but basically I'm in.
That was just the best. Like, well, you know, I'd like a glass of water. Basically, I'm thirsty. Like your dad just looking at you like, I fucking don't care.
What
you're
is
my
kid,
I'll give you a glass of water for
as
sure.
As a kid, that sounds so condescending because it's like he wouldn't know. Basically what I'm trying
that
to communicate.
That is some Disney Channel kid shit. Basically, I'm thirsty.
Dad, look at me. Basically, I'm thirsty. It's fucking water,
it
dog.
Is also because it's such a good, like, dumb, smart thing to say because it's like you're doing the math for him. Like, basically, let me dumb it
exactly
down for
what
you.
It is. It's like, let me add it up
I'll
for you.
I'll add it up for you. Basically,
listen
yeah.
up, you dullard.
Listen to
I need
shit.
A drink. Yeah. I got to wet my whistle, you dummy.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't want to answer your questions. Basically, I need...
tell you what, dipshit.
I need Beast Wars on the TV and chicken wings in my hand.
Yeah.
Basically, I'm going to teach you how to parent. Yeah. I like it.
Fantastic
I like
pick.
I like Hell that yeah. pick.
David Boy, it's time for your first pick.
Interesting enough, I only use this word when I'm trying to sound smart.
Yeah.
Intelligence.
Oh. Okay.
That's the only time I ever use it. Like, when we're talking, just like me and you hanging out, I'm like, oh, yeah, that guy's really smarter. I don't think that guy's smart enough to do that.
Yeah.
But when I'm trying to be smart, I'm like, I don't think he has the intelligence.
You know I like your mean? Smart voice.
Like, ooh, so-and-so lacks the intelligence.
He lacks
They didn't think I had the intelligence.
He lacks the intelligence for the position.
I don't know why I'm talking like that fucking hound dog from Hanna-Barbera.
That would really bum me out. Like if I was in a job interview and they're like, well, what it boils down to is we don't think you have the intelligence to hold this position.
Basically, you're a fucking idiot.
You only say that word if you're trying to sound smart, though. It's too long. There's like so many more direct ways to that point.
Intelligence.
Like, or like the intelligencia.
Yes.
Or intelligentsia.
That's the great coupon of the mustards of intelligence.
Sounds like a rapper's first choice for a rapper name, and then they're like a year into the game, and they're like, I can't be intelligence with
intelligence.
I didn't go to college.
It's kind of a dope name for a rapper.
People don't get that it was supposed to be misspelled.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe it looks stupid because I put a Y in there, but...
Think about it. Have you ever used that word when you weren't trying to sound smart?
No.
You don't. It's not a day-to-day word.
That, and it's this not is a day-to-day bold word. Statement.
Because you're might... like, because when you say it, you're like, me who has the intelligence is delegating who does not have said intelligence.
I don't know that I've ever said that word in a conversation.
Like,
I mean, I'm saying it right now, but I don't know that it's ever like come up in a conversation.
It doesn't.
That's a bold statement.
Yeah.
It doesn't come up unless you force it. You gotta jam that in.
Intelligence.
You gotta jam that thing in there. It doesn't fit. It doesn't fit. Square peg, round hole. We're talking about fan boats and fucking martial arts. You're over here saying intelligence. That doesn't make
Maybe
sense.
If That's you not watch real. Like a documentary about someone that you're talking to someone about the next day, you'd be like, the intelligence on this person.
But I know, not person. Even I wouldn't. I'd be like, that dude's smart as shit.
You didn't you just didn't know how to use it. That's how infrequent.
Sounds like a new Bourne movie, The Bourne Intelligence.
Well, it means spy shit, which is dope about it too.
Yeah, counterintelligence.
Counterintelligence.
Whoa. Which I feel like should be a term for dumb.
Counterintelligence.
Sure.
You know what else it is? When you go to McDonald's and you know exactly what you want. Counterintelligence. And there's a lot of people who lack counter. They go up there like, like the menu.
Yeah.
You know? Has changed in the last 40 years.
I also, you know when I use intelligence?
Huh.
When I'm trying to explain why like J.R. Smith is actually smart.
Yeah. Yeah. He has a level of intelligence.
He has a physical intelligence.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can J.R. Smith read? Who knows?
He can type.
He can.
But
he can read his DMs.
If you see him, you know, get that pass off the pick and roll and hit it, your body's not smart enough to do that.
He's got a certain level of intelligence.
A physical intelligence.
Basically, he's a genius.
He's basically a genius. He's a body genius.
Yeah.
He's a body genius.
That's why he's out there.
He's a body genius.
I'd take that so quick.
All those book smarts are superfluous.
Yeah.
So at the end of this...
They actually used to call me Young Body.
We should just try to see if we can keep using the words throughout the podcast.
At the end of this, I'm going to challenge Ian to just say a sentence or a paragraph with all of these words in it, in order.
I'm equal to the challenge.
We could all give it a shot.
Equal challenge, dude.
I don't think Ian's the only one with intelligence here. I'm basically pretty smart.
Basically, we got to round out the first round here.
What's your
we
first
round?
Oh, yeah. Okay,
round.
So it's time for my first pick. And I am picking wherewithal.
Oh, dude, that's you're right.
Yeah.
Every time I say that, I'm like, you
pretentious
bastard.
That's a 3-for-1.
Wherewithal.
That's a 3-for-1.
I don't think. Because you're saying it about somebody and you're being a dick.
He had the wherewithal.
Or he didn't have the wherewithal to blankety blank on the blank blank?
You have the
what a buffoon.
You have the wherewithal to come in here and talk to me. You know, it's a
I
great,
don't even think you're using it right now.
I think I am.
I don't think that's how you can say it.
Wherewithal is like that. Is like, you how have dare you?
Like the gall or like
the gall.
Yeah.
Wherewithal.
The stones.
Wait, read the definition because I might be an idiot.
We're all idiots.
Yeah, we are. That with which to do something.
So no, that wasn't
the fuck
right.
Does that mean?
Means or supplies for the purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can't say you had the wherewithal to
come
in
here. Yeah,
you can. Like, I had the wherewithal to turn my blinker on.
You had the means to do this.
I'm going to be honest. He read that definition. I didn't know what it meant, and I thought I should stick to
my
gun.
It sounds
I'll tell you.
Fake.
I'll tell you guys the complete truth.
That with which to do something? What does that mean?
Definition shouldn't need to be defined.
That with which to do something? That is the vaguest ass.
Yeah, that.
The person had the wherewithal to write that as the definition.
I'm lost.
Well, that's fucking
insane. He had the wherewithal to write to Merriam and Webster.
And
is it Merriam-Webster or is it two people?
I think it's two people. I don't know.
Like Stratler and Waldorf?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Encyclopedia
yeah.
and Britannica?
Yeah.
Britannica, that's my baby's name.
Young Britannica?
Daniel
Young
Encyclopedia.
Young Britannica.
Daniel
Young Britannica
Encyclopedia.
Starting preschool next week. Wow. She's only 8, dude.
Young Britannica!
Yo, Danny.
Nobody says wherewithal calmly.
No. It's always like you have to be offended when you say
yeah.
it.
Well, also, I feel like when you use wherewithal, it shows that you're passionate about what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But wherewithal, you're taking yourself out of the equation. You're being objective.
Yeah.
This person really did have the where did they get the wherewithal?
Where with all of that?
Where are you going with all that candy?
Where with all that? It is. It's like you have broken a societal agreement.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm signing it. This is so fun. This is I'm just like, everything I say now, I'm like, wait, I'm going to sound stupid.
Basically,
whatever
we're doing is we're saying a word and then we're bullshitting around. Like,
our listenership is going to drop so hard. They're going to be like, oh, I thought these guys kind of had it together. No, they were just a bunch of...
They had the wherewithal to drop this fucking podcast and insult my intelligence.
They threw caution to the wind and just dropped this bullshit.
Yeah, basically, they fucking lost a listener.
4 dumb nails and a 2x4 up there.
They basically ruined my summer.
Yeah.
This whole podcast was superfluous, you know what I mean?
It was fluous.
Yeah, it was fluous. It was at least fluous.
Oh, all right,
wherewithal. All right, wherewithal is my first pick.
Uh-huh. All right, and then double down.
And I'm going to double down my second pick, as it is, Serpentine Draft. I am going to take, there's so many ones I want to take.
I am thinking of like each one every 10 seconds I get a new one.
Yeah.
Dichotomy.
Ooh. Yeah. I never say that unless I'm trying to stun on some other.
The dichotomy.
Knife to my throat, it'd be hard to use dichotomy for me.
Fully grasp what it means.
Everyone try using dichotomy in a sentence, Sean.
I don't like the dichotomy of this prison cell.
No. Not really. Maybe. Could you explain why?
No, I can't. I was trying to take the heat off and I don't know what it means by saying prison cell.
Yeah, what the fuck? You could have imagined any scenario.
I don't like the dichotomy of this prison cell.
I'd like turkey, ham, dichotomy, Swiss, on Italian urban cheese. And then cut a dichotomy.
Basically, I want a sandwich.
You use it, Dickweed. Let's hear
it. Dickweed was my next pick.
The dichotomy in the city is due to...
I call a prison cell the city.
No. What is it due to?
Due to differences between...
Well...
differences between economic growth...
Yeah.
And... No,
sure.
No welfare system.
Okay.
It's a good thing you're not a lawyer, my friend.
Right. that was David, me sweating bullets at a party.
You better not be looking up what it means.
I think about it like poetic, like, you know, I let you see the hire me, the self-righteous drug dealer dichotomy.
Oh.
Okay.
I mean,
I'm going
to... That was a push-up.
That was a push-up, yeah.
That was Alone in Vegas.
Yeah.
I still don't know what it means. It doesn't mean like the duality.
Yeah.
Duality of man.
It's like a division in the two parts. Yeah, the dichotomy of man.
The dichotomy of man.
I think I would have gotten a D on my answer.
Yeah.
I passed.
D for dichotomy. You really bullshitted your way through. You fully like showed up for the book report without having read the book.
Oh,
but you
kind
of BS'd your way through it.
In school, anytime I had to do a book report, I would just always, my go-to was just being like, well, this was really about innocence lost, wasn't it? Because it kind of fits with every story.
Whoa! Somebody just on Twitter, Ed Ballard, shout out to Ed Ballard.
Yeah, friend of the podcast.
He is friend of the podcast. Seriously. He's a chill dude. He put my picture on the guy from Megadeth's
sweating bullets.
Also, Shaklackety with a cell phone. He really did it up.
Oh, shit. Oh, cool. Shaklackety.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean to get you guys.
But that's the dichotomy of our listeners. You know what I mean? They're both playful and serious.
Yeah, you know, it's superfluous at best. Yeah.
So that's my second dichotomy. It means like the two parts of something.
I am both
a passionate lover and a learned man. The dichotomy of Ian Carmel.
They would have heard my definition. They'd be like,
"Say that like those aren't two things that you could just be."
I don't like the dichotomy of my prison cell.
You can't just like read. You can't just like read and hump good.
No,
like,
no.
They would have put me in the unique learning experiences class if they heard my definition of dichotomy. We're gonna put you in Yuli where you do a lot of macaroni stuff.
Man,
that was where all the creative
stuff
kids,
is my version
all
of
the creative
base.
Kids in Sioux Falls were in Yuli, and they're like, "Yeah, I'm in the genius class." I'm like, "Nah, dog, you're in the ADD class. That's what Yuli is."
You want to come over to my house this weekend and do some macaroni stuff? Maybe some hand
what
stuff.
What kind of macaroni stuff we talking
we
about?
We go to Buca de Beppo and do some macaroni stuff later.
Oh, my God, Buca de Beppo.
Buca de Beppo.
We got to have a Buca de Beppo night.
We were talking about it. There's one in Burbank.
Yeah.
This is good for the pod. David.
Young Bory.
Young Bory with your second pick.
My second pick is Albeit. I've never said that word with 100% confidence.
Yeah.
Because until 4 o'clock this morning in Des Moines, Iowa, when I was looking up stuff for the podcast, I kind of thought it was three words.
It's not. It's one word.
It's one word with an A. It's A-L-B-E-I-T.
I'm aggressively nodding like I knew that. I didn't.
Yeah. No, that word, I've never said it and been comfortable, but I've always said it in like, you know, like.
Albeit superfluous to get so much cheese on a sandwich.
Right.
Yeah, no, I think so. I think that might be it.
We all took a second like, okay, did he fuck this? No? No.
The cheese was delicious, albeit a bit superfluous.
Yeah.
I feel like we're all really on our P's and Q's right now, and I appreciate it.
We should all try to
use
the words.
Mad nervous. Nobody wants to get...
I was going to throw out, we should all try to spell... I guess I just did, but there's no way... I'm looking at my list. I'm like, if somebody got a hold of this, they'd think you were a serial killer. That you're spelling these. They think these were women's names.
Especially because this is right on top of my Summer Jams list.
Yeah.
Yeah, albeit. It does make you sound smart.
Yeah.
And you only say it when you're trying to impress them.
It is a simple, albeit sophisticated word. There we go.
Yeah. He brought it around
sophisticated.
But this highlights a problem when you try to use smart words. Yeah. And if you're if you're on the fence and you just stop in the middle of a sentence.
Unless you do that like a smart guy searching for the right word move where you're like,
That's how I do it. Yeah. That's how I do it. It's a beautiful drab. And then I just everything. It all goes up.
You're talking about Tupacalypse now.
Like sometimes if I'm trying to talk smart, I pretend like I don't know what I'm. I pretend like my brain's going so fast when really I'm just trying to. It's an incredible, albeit superfluous sandwich.
You just put your hand on their chest and you go, you know what? I don't think you'd understand it.
Yeah. It's okay.
I'm not trying to put this into terms, so I'll just leave.
You are a...
Because you have to leave. You have to drop the one word that you know and then leave.
You are kind, albeit simple, man.
This is a beautiful barbecue, a beautiful spread, albeit hamburgers.
Albeit... But both werewolves.
You guys want to play tag? Albeit.
Both were. Albeit.
God damn it.
There we go. I was going to say, you thought it was the Jackson 5 song? Yeah. I'll be there.
I'll be.
That's like bigotry. Like my neighbor has a bigotry than me.
Initiate all those old Jeff Foxworthy ones. Yeah. Initiate my girlfriend ate 12 buffalo wings. Initiate a whole basket.
that buckwheat joke.
Which one?
I don't know. Now I feel like I realize I don't want to say it.
Okay. Wheat. What do we got? It is.
I just want to say werewolfal and albeit are smart sounding words, but if you look at them, they're just like
simple.
Three words jammed together.
Yeah.
Werewolfal.
That's a lot of my MO is just jam a ton of stuff together and people think that it's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's kind of how I've gotten by thus far.
Zach, Zach, do you have the wherewithal to make your second pick?
I do indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed is not one of them, Sean. It's okay. That's just a word I use. I'm going to go second pick.
it's all slow.
I thought it was two words.
Oh, I just thought of another one.
My second pick is juxtaposition.
God damn it. Yeah. That's the fucking one.
Shit.
Yeah.
When we, whoever, it was, Dave, this was David's idea, right? This one?
Yeah.
That was Zach's like, dude, that's the word.
Yeah.
That's
the only word I use that has a J and an X in it.
I've heard you use it.
That's 100% true.
That probably is true.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of JX words.
No. What? Yeah. Name another.
Jax from Mortal Kombat?
Jax and Daxter?
No, Jack and Daxter.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's it.
That's
or Jax the game, but still Jax. Or that's CK.
Jinx. I don't.
Oh, Jinx. Yeah,
much.
Jinx.
Oh, yeah.
True.
Nope. I'm not going to fuck it up.
Juxtaposition.
So,
if you would please,
if you don't mind juxtaposing for us,
sure.
The dichotomy.
Juxtapose. I'd like to hear you use this.
What a broken ass word that. What if it's crazy? Juxtaposition.
Yeah,
it sounds like a spell.
It's stupid.
It's so goddamn unnecessary.
Juxta.
If somebody said that to me, I'd have to spit on. I'd be like, stop, man. I gotta spit on you. Now we gotta fight.
Juxta. It's a beautiful word, though. It's just janky.
It sounds pretty.
Juxtaposition is like if an old truck was a word.
It also sounds like there's like a root word, but I don't think there is.
I don't know what language
like,
that's
it sounds
from.
Like there's supposed to be like, juxtaposition. You mean like when you juxtapose.
Yeah.
It's its own language.
I feel like it's gotta be.
I don't think that that's.
Just that one word.
I don't think that that's
some
right.
Latin stuff. I don't know. Like,
oh, it is. It's French and Latin.
I'd love to hear a sentence.
Fratin.
Oh, with juxtaposition.
I'd love it.
I would say that a lot of men's fashion these days relies on juxtaposition between like Western clothing, like dirt, like just kind of like more casual clothing.
Didn't ask for a paragraph, Nervous Nelly. A sentence is what I was looking for.
Well, their hair is well groomed and maintained, like someone who would shower or bathe often. Things of this nature.
You didn't say juxtaposed.
Yeah.
Was that part of the original sentence?
A lot of it is based around the juxtaposition between these two, like, kind of dressing grimy, but actually being very clean and...
I think he's
right. You understand.
Right.
Yeah, I know.
I think he's right because I'm scared that I'm wrong.
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to go there.
Long walk, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I like long walks.
Took me on a long walk for like a crummy bowl of cereal,
That's an interesting juxtaposition.
Well, why don't you use it, you son of a bitch?
Whoa! There's the Italian.
Yeah. Let's hear it, Sean.
My dad would see a bottle of vodka and juxtaposition the whole thing.
You don't get to drunk dad your way out of this.
That's wrong, but I'm just giving it to you.
The juxtaposition of that Hessian driving the Miata is odd to me. It's a weird juxtaposition.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't understand
some,
the word.
Some dude
saying.
With long hair, like a mullet, some guy driving a Miata, it's a weird juxtaposition.
What's a Hessian? Can we, because we don't know these words?
It's a, will you explain it? You're the skater boy.
A Hessian, just like a gnarly looking. I was going to say a buck looking dude. It's long hair.
It's like a metal dude. It's like a grimy.
You sound a lot like a see you later.
Like
boy
Dave
right
Mustaine
now.
Would be a Hessian.
You are beautiful.
Sonny, what's the Hell's Angels dude? Sonny Barger, he's a Hessian. Like just gnarly dudes.
Am I a Hessian?
Sometimes, yeah. This is sort of off.
This is
topic,
the most nervous I've ever been recording.
This is a,
I'm looking at three of my best friends
so
and I'm shaking.
I'm having a blast.
This girl one time, she goes, she's like, yeah, I was riding a horse and I got bucked off. And I go, oh, that sounds gnarly. I was going to say buck and I was like, it's not going to make any sense. She'll think I'm making fun of her.
Well, that sounds buck. Yes. Yes, it was.
Yeah, dickhead, it was buck. I fractured a vertebrae.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, that had to be
gnarly.
Crazy.
intense city. Live at Budokai. Real life Gonzo.
Do you say tense city or ten cities?
I say tent city. It's intensity in tent cities. But I say tent city because it's like a jail in Phoenix that Smith went to once.
Tent city. Tent city.
I've heard of these tent jails. They got one in
tent
Louisiana.
Tent city's fucked, dude. Yeah, it's like Scarface.
The
farm. I thought Smith was doing what Scarface was doing. Revenga!
Revenga!
When they're just walking through, Revenga!
No, they're saying Libertad,
Libertad.
Because they're like, because it's the it's the revolution and the thing, and then he takes out the knife and says, Revenge! I say that shit sometimes just like to myself.
Revenge. Yeah, just walk out front.
Look at the street.
Broadsword in one hand, corn on the cob in the other.
Ooh, man, I'm living.
So, are you guys gonna give a try to juxtaposition?
You know, I think this riff
I think we all got it.
Yeah. I think this riff is long.
So,
I'm just dodging the bullet.
Can I go? Oh, I get
to, no, we all know it. Yeah. Shut up, Zach.
Just trying to beat the Don.
Yeah. Juxtaposition between Sean. It's your turn. With your second pick.
All right. it's going to be aforementioned.
Oh, that's a good one.
I don't think I've ever
That's one that I just learned like a year ago. Well, you know, the aforementioned big words that we were discussing.
Yeah, the aforementioned superfluous pick.
You know what aforementioned reminds me? Is that I don't know what former or latter means. I don't know the difference.
Oh,
it fucks me up.
Latter is just the second one in the
former is the first one.
Yeah, in the sense. So like,
oh,
you
so
know.
It's real easy now in the HeadGum Studios.
You want Pepsi?
Use that shit on the streets. You know when it really matters.
I mean, to be fair, they have the definition on the wall behind you, so I can see it.
Yeah. Use it when your back's up to the against the wall at a house party.
Oh, dude, I was born with my back against the wall, dude. I sit in the corner. Nobody sneaks up. Me and Al Capone, dude. Give me the corner booth.
I got eyes on this whole thing.
Me in a corner since I was a baby.
Yeah. Oh! Dirty dancing.
Zach's just staring at me.
Yeah.
You're just looking like, say something
stupid. There's a church of Latter-day Saints. Is there a church of former-day Saints?
Yeah. That's the nope, I got no joke. I'm really nervous this whole
You're
podcast.
Shook, dude.
I'm shook. I am shook. I didn't even think I could get shook.
You're shook.
Young boys over there shook.
Fucking shook, man. Shook a shit.
Yeah, aforementioned. That's one that I just thought of like 30 seconds ago.
I just wanted to jump in here and say there isn't a Church of Former Day Saints. Just because nobody answered your question, there isn't.
We could do that.
Yeah. We could start one, but there isn't one.
We could be the
yet.
Church of Former Day Saints. Yeah.
I think I could be a pastor.
I think you'd be a great pastor.
I think I could really get people to think shit if I just yelled it with conviction.
Yes, you could whip people up into a frenzy.
I would call you El Pastor.
Maybe that's what we should get to eat.
Again.
We got to focus.
Okay.
So aforementioned.
Aforementioned. The aforementioned lunch we're going to eat later.
See, yeah, the aforementioned lunch we're going to eat at dinner.
Oh, yeah.
So, for my third pick,
yeah,
I'm going to pick, just because this has always been, I just love the way it sounds, I'm going to pick Felonious.
Oh, Felonious.
Does that mean having to do and or with a felony?
Having committed a felony.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So, like, if you got,
I was so scared that was what I thought, because I'm dumb, and then it didn't mean
and then it
that.
Wasn't like, no, it's a gentle wind. What are you talking
yeah,
about?
That's yeah, that's what I was wondering.
Oh, it's a little Felonious outside. I don't know if I should ride the bicycle or not.
Felonious would be a beautiful name.
Felonious.
That's not what
that
his name
Thelonious.
Is.
Thelonious.
What?
Another one?
What?
God damn it, Sean. You gotta stop, pal.
You thought his name was Felonious Monk?
Marissa, throw your computer away, wait.
You thought it was like he was the one jazz guy who had a
pour water all over the evidence.
He was the one jazz guy who had a rap name?
Damn it!
Everybody else is John Coltrane and like and Dave Brubeck and you're like and he's like, oh, no, I'm Felonious Monk.
Fuck, man, I feel horrible about myself.
What kind of mother would me?
I didn't think it was a real name.
He thought that
Chris, I don't see you pouring water on anything.
Man, this has been a rough two
Sean
weeks.
Just
huh?
comes in with a baseball just beats up all the equipment.
Well, now my glasses are sweating somehow. That's how
dude was just sitting there in the studio. He threw Kosh into the wind and decided to call himself.
You know, want to know the weird thing? I kind of saw you doing that coming, and in my head, I was like, "Don't you?
Don't you do it?"
I stopped.
I saw it too.
I was. Yeah. I go, well, you know, Felonious, and I was like, "Don't."
I feel like you looked around and saw everybody's face, and nobody was giving you the green light to go ahead.
No.
We're all conversation risk takers, but now
I'm gonna have to start a new Twitter account.
You have to start a new life. Yeah.
I hear the desert's nice.
Now I gotta call Laura and tell her this one.
Yeah.
Hey, you wanna know what else I did? Really stupid today. No, I just called you 20 minutes ago and made you regret the last 3 years. But
you know how you chose to love me. Oh. No, you're the best.
That's it's felonious. That's a good word.
It is.
It's not a name, but it's a good word.
It could be after
the one
this.
Jazz musician with a rapper.
Felonious Monk would be a dope rapper name.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah.
DJ yeah, up until a minute and a half ago, I thought it was.
He's not a rap. No,
I know.
No, he played
that's
horn.
Fine. That's not
yeah.
That's not
anyway. Yeah, Felonious,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, Felonious. Somebody yeah. gets multiple D-doubles, they're Felonious.
Getting into know? Some Felonious yeah. activities.
God damn it.
Getting into some Felonious activities. Yeah.
What a bummer.
It's a good, it is a good word.
Felonious Monks would be cool, though. Like monks who
dude, some Felonious
just the
monks.
Monks out here committing
fun game.
Crimes.
I mean, do you think that's ever been a newspaper headline? It must have been where some monks were up to some gully shit and they were just like Felonious Monks.
The what I worry is that most monk gully shit would be sexual.
No, well, oh, good point. Maybe they're like selling selling bootleg hazelnut fudge.
What makes it what? Bootleg fudge?
It's like they don't pay taxes on it. It's like
you ever had a bathtub fudge before?
They don't have a they don't have permits.
In my
these
head,
fucking Felonious
keep,
monks, dude.
That's how NASCAR started.
Butt-leg fudge.
I stir it with a shovel in the bathtub.
Story of my life.
I'll keep the Filberts and the Turlet.
I got a long climb to do before I'm out of this hole.
Felonious. There's no climb. There's no ladder.
Shit.
There's no.
You're just
down
there.
I gotta climb the former then.
You just no,
you gotta,
you
gotta get
right,
out of
you're back
this
out.
That's my guy. There he is.
Yeah.
I'm that's, sweating that's with the air conditioner man. On over here.
Wow. The okay, yeah, Felonious. Great word. Yeah. And
take the heat off me.
Yeah.
Since I'm
so for the third pick, yeah, I'm gonna pick a word that David used in the last podcast because I heard him use it and then I wrote it down. Quintessential.
Oh,
on my list.
That is
yeah.
good. You
yeah.
do stunt on people when you say it.
It's like it's, you're giving your opinion on something is usually when you use it. So that's
yeah.
when you're...
The highest opinion, though.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's not like... I don't just think this is great.
I think
this is the quintessential.
It's not just essential.
Monk. What is quint mean?
Quint essential.
Five.
It might be true.
I love you.
Sean hopes it's true.
It could be true.
Sean needs this to be true.
I'd like it to be true.
I mean, quintuplets, five, right? I
yeah.
mean, I know
yeah,
it's
yeah,
not
it does
actually
mean
what
right.
essential means, but... I went to a couple years of college.
No, I did.
Keep looking at me like that, dude.
I didn't. I went to one.
Oh, on dictionary.com, the quintessential Jewish delicatessen. That's the example. I love that. And I consider Katz's to be the motto. It does. You are putting an expert hat on. You're like,
yes.
You're like, I'm an expert on this shit.
Yeah,
so let
like
me
you
tell
want...
you what the quintessential blankety blank is.
For sure. You need them to like know your opinion.
According
like...
to Sean Jordan, the quintessential Taco Bell menu item is a bean burrito no onion.
True story,
yeah.
my friend.
Yeah.
And fucking Van Gundy, right?
Yeah, the aforementioned bean burrito no onions. Oh, yeah, well, apparently Jeff Van Gundy or somebody's also a big fan of the bean burrito.
During the finals, he said,
oh,
like,
yeah,
he goes,
cool.
first pick on the Taco Bell menu for me, bean burrito every time, something like that. Because
yeah.
a bunch of people tweet, thank you, by the way, for tweeting at
yeah.
me. Made me feel really good about myself.
It's crazy how wrong you both are.
Well, didn't you guys originally have the premise for the show is going to be all quintessential everything?
All quintessential everything, yeah.
All quints all
what do you
time.
Need for a camping trip? You
superfluous
know?
Quintessential totality. Yeah, it was the original name of the
welcome
podcast.
Welcome to
you say
another
quintessential
episode.
Fatality?
Quintessential totality.
That's too many.
Fatality.
There's too much going on.
Jack's the quintessential fatality. Rip your arms off.
Oh, that's what Jack's.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I was trying to remember. I was thinking about metal arms, and I was like, am I crazy?
Swole black dude with metal arms. Jack's.
Oh, yeah. Man, that's all I've ever wanted.
You go to one lamp website. 6 months ago, and now, like, every targeted ad is for, like, $8,000 lamps.
Yeah.
Look at this shit.
That one is a horse.
Yeah, and it's a horse with a lamp on it. It's $8,000.
Boy, man, I
wait,
really
wait, what
hope.
Were you doing the day that you went to the one lamp website?
I was thinking about buying an expensive lamp.
The all quintessential right. lamp.
I'm not even, you know
the
what?
The quintessential yeah. living
room piece.
I like
knowing piece. You right now because you're settling into having your money.
Yeah, I'm trying to
you're
figure like, out who I am.
What am I going to do? Maybe I get this badass lamp.
I might
maybe
be a lamp
not.
Guy. And I'll just have that lamp forever.
And have like a good story about
yeah,
it? Like,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
this was,
is that the lamp that's in Casual Corner?
No, but that's it's a different lamp. But
yeah.
that is a lamp
that's
I
a
like.
Nice lamp.
Yeah, we got a Casual Corner in the crib.
Oh, yeah. That, yeah.
A thinking man's place.
Yeah. It is a thinking man's place. I've never sat over there.
I don't think any of us have ever sat over there.
No.
It's a thinking
I look
man's.
At it, though, hard.
I used to
nice,
work over
right?
there when I worked for Hulu, and there's a table there, and then they fucking fired me.
All right, Sean, it's going to be okay.
Well, stop, dude.
You have multiple felonies over at Hulu.
Multiple?
That was the next on my list, actually, guys. I don't know.
Multiple. I've had multiple of your fruit roll-ups.
It's the multiplicity. Ugh.
Multiple Dennis.
It is a common, albeit complicated word.
Exactly. See? I'm just glad somebody gets me.
David, it's time for your third pick.
Oh, shit.
We are flying through this one because I think we're all so nervous.
I know.
Yeah, it's I'm really scared because, like, even when I say the pick, I don't want. I'm just like thinking about the tweets.
It's like a congressional hearing.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm ready to answer. I constantly in life have my back to the wall about people finding out how dumb I am anyways. So this is just like heightened.
Dude, I am on wax saying two of the dumbest things I've ever said in my life today.
That shit is going to go out. How many downloads do we have at this point?
Like a lot. Like I mean, we have a steady amount of listeners. Yeah.
A lot of people are going to hear that. Thousands of people are going to know that's how you feel.
Dip shit nonsense coming out of this fucking pie hole.
Thousands. Anyway. And I'm going to promote this one.
I might pay 20 bucks.
I'm going to take some of my lamp money. Take some of that lamp money. I'll sit in the dark.
I gotta move my investments
around. Sit in the dark, just laughing,
cackling in the dark,
watching the notifications.
Great
roll
Malenko
in
the distance.
Great Malenko.
I don't think I've ever even heard that song.
Oh, it is a terrible, beat, albeit horrible song. David, it's time for your third pick.
My third pick is the word beholden.
Oh.
And not like, yo, I'm beholden.
Although, I beholden.
Although, I beholden. Get at me 2 for 5s. I just only say that word ever. It's like. I'm so scared. And
I'm scared too, I don't operate that way,
and I don't like it, so I'm trying to overcome it. Like, I say it when I want you to think that I have serious obligations.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, he said I was going to do that open mic on Tuesday, but I'm not beholden to his whim.
There it is.
Oh, okay. I love it. Dude, that was great.
Yeah, it was perfect.
Yeah, it's fantastic. That's exactly how you use it.
It took all of my energy.
Well, you're beholden to the sense of hearing intelligence.
David, your ears bleeding now.
People.
Just like a stream of blood. My nose is just gushing.
We're all going to go home and sleep for 38 hours.
Our brains got worn out.
Dreamless sleep.
Doc, I think I got an STD. I just did a hard podcast.
It's all the end of Captain Phillips for us.
Yeah.
After this podcast.
I feel like, by the way, you're right. We are speeding through it because everyone's afraid.
Yeah.
Well, so in like, this was junior year of high school. Yeah. They found out that I needed an arts credit before I graduated. And so they just put me in this photography class.
Yeah.
And first day of class, I'm like, you know, I'm coming in the middle of the school year or whatever. So I'm like nervous about that. And then they're like, all right, you have to do a presentation on your favorite photographer. And so I was like, don't I get like an extension? And they're like, no, it's tomorrow.
Whoa.
So I had to do this thing. I just picked Ansel Adams because that was
gotta be Ansel Adams.
Ansel Adams went easy. And then when I got up in front of the class, I just could not. I was so shaken that I couldn't say photography. So I was saying photography. And people were losing it.
Poor sweet
and
Zach.
Then it just fucking rolled down where I was like, photographer. Like a 15-minute speech every time. It was like I knew I was messing it up, but I couldn't fix it.
That is
Barry
sick.
Garrison.
I've had that in stand-up where you're just like you're just fucking it up actively, and you know you're fucking it up, and you just keep fucking.
By the way, most of the words I'm picking were in jokes until I was like, I can't say that on stage comfortably.
Juxtaposition. Sometimes it doesn't roll off the tongue.
No.
The juxtaposition of the smart words in my dumb face.
Well, you feel beholden to this character you play on stage.
See, exactly. You guys get it, man.
And that character, albeit successful,
is
basically a mirage.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, this plays the dichotomy of Zach Toscani, if you ask me. You know, the juxtaposition of...
Get me out of this cell!
Shame.
That was your contribution!
I don't like being in prison! I don't like the juxtaposition of me being in prison. Get that dichotomy out of my face.
I told you I like ladies.
I'll cut that dichotomy off, dude. Test me. This is my first day in. You don't know me.
I worry that you've really thought out this prison scenario a bunch of times.
I think you'd be okay.
I think you'd be better than you think you would be.
Pillowcase full of soda cans. Beat
where are you getting the soda
fucking
cans?
Tar out of the biggest dude.
They're not just going to come in raping you.
I don't use that word.
That's what you're thinking about, clearly.
No, I'm talking about, have you ever seen the original Bad Boys with
Sean
Penn?
Yes, I've seen it. Yeah, the soda cans and the pill. Yeah. But I think, you know, people go to prison for a myriad of reasons.
Whoa.
Did I just drop
that
some
was
shit?
That was on
the list. That was on the list. Great.
Maybe, I don't know, man. This shit just comes out in casual combo for me. Cash it's con. Not like a thing. It's cash con. You know what I mean? I'm biz cash with it right
biz
now.
Biz cash con.
I'm biz cash.
Holy buckets.
Biz cash con.
I'm going to have abs con. After this. I'm laughing so much.
That's why we put it out. That's
after.
What we're for. So, I had abs before beholden.
This yeah.
Beholden. That was great.
Great word.
Are we on second or third?
Third. I'm about to make my third pick.
Damn.
Third and fourth.
And fourth.
Because damn. What kind of draft is it?
We are ripping. It's a serpentine.
It's a serpentine.
Sort of, which, again, would ripping. Be a fun word.
It's because everybody's just scared.
Yeah.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. Now, it's allergy season. I'm not surprising anybody by saying that. And your boy gets hit extremely hard when it comes to the allergies. I get stuffy nose, feels like I got two blocks of cheese hanging out under my eyes. And then if I try to blow my nose, it just feels like I backed it all up into my brain. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. It is designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better, which is key. I try to like blow my nose before I go to bed at night, and it just feels like I got a, like a bunch of 5 o'clock traffic sitting in my brain. There's like no way out. And with Claritin D, it just helps everything. It helps grease the wheels, helps loosen everything up so I can get it out. I can sleep well. I don't have a raspy voice all the time. It's just a very beneficial thing, especially if you use your voice for anything like talking or eating, or if you want to use your head for thinking, anything like that. Claritin D has got you. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It is time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, listen, we all have things that stress us out. If you don't, then hit me in the DMs. Let me know your secret. I have been trying my whole life to figure out what to do about that. We keep them bottled up. You know, it starts to affect you negatively. I don't care who you are. It just does. You take it out on people. You know, one day it's like the dishes are piling up or whatever. And then you're having a fight over parking space. It just, they bottle up and they come out in negative ways. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest. You can figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. Everybody has things that bother them. It could be your best friend in the world. It could be your partner. There's always stuff. That's just human nature. And you don't want to bottle it up. You want to tell people. Sometimes you don't want to tell the person because it doesn't really matter that much, you know, but you want to tell someone. You want to feel like you've been heard. I live in the world. I get how it is. And telling someone, it's always the best. What do you, you know what I mean? You call your best friend, you vent a little bit. You had a rough day at work, you vent. That's what therapy is. It's just somebody who lets you vent and they don't need to vent themselves. Come on. It's perfect. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is done entirely online, like a ton of things these days. It's extremely convenient. You don't got to get up. You don't got to go to the office. You don't got to sit in traffic. You just sit there on the laptop. It's convenient for you. It's flexible. We all got different schedules. You know, you're working nights. They want to work with you. They can help you out. They suit to your schedule. You just go out, you fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist. You can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Sometimes you don't get the right fit right away. They want it to work just as bad as you want it to work. So give it a try. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/allfantasy today to get 10% off of your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/allfantasy.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there, and you know what? You can update it with an app, so every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Yep.
My third pick.
Which is okay.
It's actually similar to a word you just said. Litany.
Oh, yeah.
Litany. That is
very good.
A litany
That's
of reasons.
Zero chance of me Very using good. That in a sense.
Give it a try.
No, come on.
Zero.
But if you
I don't
had
like the
to.
Litany of this prison cell.
No.
Yeah, my boy Litany's coming over. He's got so many mushrooms.
Favorite singer? Gotta be Litany.
Last
Houston.
Night, me and Joey, we got lit, and then he
Litany.
Bought some more beers.
We got Litany, bought some more beers.
It was a litany of malt liquor.
It's just like
does
it's
it
just
like
a
myriad does?
It's like a bunch, right?
Yeah, it's like a bunch. It's like a prolonged sort of like God. There was a whole litany of things he like was complaining about.
It's
yeah,
a
like,
fancy grip.
It's a diesel grip.
Diesel
it's
grip.
A
diesel there we go.
Yeah,
right.
Diesel grip.
Yeah,
diesel grip, dude. That means Grip-a-knees. A lot.
But it's another on the Shonda English dictionary.
It's another good. It's another good word when you're when you want to seem like a like you're above it and like you're kind of like smarter and like God, you know. Why don't I want to go to fucking Tulsa with you?
Because there's a litany of cats.
A litany of cats. There's a whole litany of reasons, Sean.
Feral cats being at the top.
Yeah, feral cats.
No, I said cads with a D.
Cads.
I stopped to understand. I think I had a stroke like 10 minutes ago.
Cads. Fools. Fools. Rubes.
Cadzooks.
Cadzooks.
Favorite store in the mall?
Is that a store?
That's Cadzooks. I know that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay. What's Gadzooks?
I fucking know that, dog.
You haven't built up the trust.
I know.
Knowing what words mean.
That's true. What is Gadzooks?
Yeah, what are they sell?
Like a
Spencer's, but it was more wholesome.
Rag stock, maybe.
Gadzooka gel.
Yeah. Gadzooka.
Yeah. They have you might say they have a whole litany of things they sell. You might say that.
I mean, I would.
I guess you could say that. I do run the day-to-day operations here at the Tangiers. When he's gone, in his absence, you could say that.
The Tangiers?
I watched Casino a little bit last night.
Oh, okay, I get it. I have things I say, too.
I have things I say, too. My fourth pick.
Yeah,
I'm going to lean right into it because I don't have a lot to say about Litany. Ostentatious.
Ooh. Oh yeah, that's a very
ostentatious.
Good
Sean, use ostentatious.
Absolutely not. Don't even go to me.
Ostentatious.
I feel like it's just because I'm next to you. I asked Zach to do it.
Zach, use ostentatious.
Ostentatious. Fuck. I enjoyed his art gallery showing, though I felt he was a little ostentatious about the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. You could have used albeit there. I'm not.
Albeit.
I'm not
that's true.
To... I'm not here to bust chops.
Yeah. I'm not a big person into alliteration, though. A lot of
I eat meat too.
Ostentatious. It's just like it's like a little. It's like a bit much. It's like a little showy,
right,
you know.
Right, right.
Liberace was a very ostentatious person, you know.
Albeit somewhat pretentious.
Yeah, my golf outfit yesterday was a little bit ostentatious.
Albeit. Debonair?
I'll be a debonair. Really I had like that Fruity Pebble Houndstooth polo shirt.
This is me working as hard as I've ever worked in college.
You're in the Hamptons right now having a conversation over lobster.
But I'm not wearing seersucker.
No. Oh, it's just a mistake. I feel like you're kind of an ostentatious person, David. You're into ostentatious shit, right? Flexing?
Oh, yeah.
Flexing is just being ostentatious.
I like a good flex.
Yeah.
I love a good flex.
I feel like as a comedian, it can be like a little troubling to be as ostentatious as you want to be because you have to be self-aware, you know?
But that's the beauty of it.
I think, yeah.
You know what I mean? The best part about it is that you can be ostentatious, and then you just acknowledge it, and then you get to continue your malarkey. Because you're like, oh yeah, I know it's dumb that I'm doing this.
I feel like all of us are trying to fit in at dinner with a bunch of people who went to Harvard.
It is so weird.
I'm voting for mayor.
I've never felt less comfortable around you three dudes. Seriously, I feel like I'm usually on a 10 comfort level. I'm on a 4 right now.
Yeah.
I've never been more at home.
Are you no, right in the pocket? Yeah.
I'm not.
Every time someone says a word, I look down like my shoe's untied. Like when you didn't want the teacher to call on you. No, I'm not here. I'm not here, Mr. Burtis. Don't call on me.
And you know they're going to call.
I almost failed reading in seventh grade. I got
How
no
do you fail reading?
Almost.
I had Why to memorize were you taking these. Reading in seventh grade?
They made us. Got to learn sometime, you know what I mean?
Where do they have you read in seventh grade?
Does somebody else think that's ridiculous?
No, it's crazy.
We had it like every year in middle school. We had
reading?
A reading class.
Reading.
Just reading?
I wasn't teaching us how to
read. Did you also have writing and arithmetic? That same year?
Oh, man. Senior year of high school, we had to learn all the state capitals. Yeah. Fucking crazy.
I had to memorize Casey at the Bat in its entirety to
pass
reading.
Oh, yeah.
Are you fucking with me?
No, I go, because I was getting an F. I go, Mr. Burtis, what if I memorize Casey at the Bat? He sits back in his chair. He goes, you memorize Casey at the Bat. I'll pass you. I did it.
You were just basically so many like, hey, examples. What if a miracle happened?
There like, are so many examples.
I guess
examples.
I'd acknowledge it.
I guess I'd give that miracle a D.
The public school system failed you so many times.
A gentleman's D.
What were you doing
that's
up not, until 7th grade?
That's not a saying.
A gentleman's D.
I guess I'd give you the gentleman's D.
Gentleman's D. You're
like,
taking reading in 7th grade. That's crazy.
A lot of motherfuckers in St. Paul's. Every motherfucker that was in 7th grade.
That's the album title.
Reading in 7th
no,
grade.
No, gentleman's D.
Where do they just show you a word like, hey, what's this word?
Were you just...
I'm at a loss here. I'm sorry.
Fuck you, Burtis, and I get my switchblade out. I'll show you the word.
Yeah.
Cut it into your throat.
Well, there's a myriad of options I could
do. Did you just go to class and read every day?
I think so.
I don't understand how you guys aren't appalled about this.
I'm appalled.
Well, I was in like a remedial math in like high school, and it
Listen,
was like,
I'm not saying I was in a is. Class for fucking everybody took this class.
So was it just English class?
Are you sure you're just, maybe you just call it English reading.
I think that might be what's quartered. Happening.
Did you also do like punctuation and stuff? Or like five
All I remember about
essays?
It was Casey at the Bat.
What if they only taught you reading and not comprehension? You will read this, but you
that's
have no
how,
idea.
That's
what
how
means.
I learned Hebrew.
Really?
I learned like how to read it, and I didn't know what any of the words meant. So I was just like Baruch Atah Adonai. I don't know what any of this means. Aloheinu Melech Haolam. I had no
Whoa.
Idea what any of it meant.
You still
like
got
your,
it.
You got
still
a good got timber.
It.
On
well, you got to see. You know what the fucked up thing about a bar mitzvah is? is not only do you have to learn Hebrew, right, and you have to like to recite this portion of the Torah in front of everybody. Every portion also has a specific melody to it, but it's not like a song. So it's like it like you have
yeah,
to recite it
inflections.
With certain weird voice like inflections. Yeah.
Intonations,
indeed, David. Yeah. But it, so it's like Baruch Atah Adonai Elohim. And so the whole thing. So not only do you have to fucking learn this other language, you have to learn the song that doesn't make any sense. You're doing like this fucking Dada-esque like melody to it.
How long does that take to learn?
3 years, man. It took forever for no reason.
Wow.
So my grandma could be like, good.
Do you ever bust it out now, though, just,
nah.
like, on the weekends?
No, because I forgot it immediately, because I never learned what any of the words meant.
Yeah, so you didn't retain
it. So I didn't retain any of it.
I think when we first met, you had your, like, certificate up
it's
on the wall.
Still up, isn't
yeah.
it?
No.
No?
It's
no,
crazy.
I still have it, but it's not yeah. up in the house. But yeah, I have my bar mitzvah certificate. Yochanan ben Yisrael. Hakon. Sort of an ostentatious title. I'll give you that.
Ostentatious.
Ostentatious. That was fantastic.
David, it's time for your fourth pick.
My fourth pick, very close to another word that I say for fun a lot, uh-huh. but not quite, onus.
Oh.
The onus of that is on you, Mike.
Yes. Onus and beholden, kind of similar.
Yeah.
I like it.
We're getting a glimpse into your mind.
Don't say it like that. I'm like a vault, baby. Locked down.
How do you spell onus?
Just like anus with an O.
Oh. Wait, what?
I wish I hadn't explained it like that.
You're 100% right. That is how you spell it.
Yeah, but on the Smart Guy podcast, yeah. I'm like, yeah, you spell it like anus.
It's refreshing. It's like, you spell it like butthole.
Butthole.
How you spell butthole, though?
Butthole.
Butthole.
B-U-H-H-H-O-L-E. People got your back on the butthole surfers pick, by the way. There were a lot of people on Twitter.
They did love it. They did love it.
I still hate it, but people...
I can't. No. Oh, I don't. I mean, does it look like I started to give a fuck that anybody hates it?
No,
because I'm thrilled that it was
no,
a good
people
pick.
Loved it.
Butthole surfers. Yeah. Dude. Thanks everybody who liked the butthole surfers.
Thank
pick.
You
I appreciate
for the...
it.
One yes. person liked ICP, and I got him banned from Twitter.
I feel like there was more than one.
I got
one.
Their account suspended. Right.
Violent J and Shaggy Two Dope love ICP.
Yeah, they work.
No, I think it's beat for them. It's a money grab at this point.
Onus, yeah. The onus is on you to.
The onus is on you to
pick a better pick.
It's such an easy. It's such an easy one to drop.
Yeah, onus.
I use it when I'm talking about social justice.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one.
Oh man, they think the onus of this debilitating system is on.
Yeah.
The
onus is on the people in power.
The onus is on the fat cats up in Washington.
Well, Roger Goodell's actually going to have a meeting with all the head coaches and all of the onus.
You know, you try.
All the onus.
You got real Jewish at the end.
Yeah, I like that.
I'm still shook.
Onuses would be a dope name. Honus is somebody's name.
Honus Wagner.
But onus... Yeah. Just like an old dude, but a buff old dude.
Yeah, like Onus. Like you saw him one time in a wife beater while he was getting ready for work.
And you're fuck, like, Onus is yokes, dude.
Onus is yokes.
How old is Onus? 68? Yeah. Yokes, dude.
But he's got like fast looking forearms.
Yeah,
ropey forearms.
Onus is often walking out of a garage wiping oil off of his hands with a towel.
Honus lightweight said he killed a dude one time that you didn't know.
Yeah, and you're like, whoa. Yeah.
You're like, wait, and he was just like, he just kept going.
He moved on.
Because I was in the 60s, that's just what you did then.
That's what Onus did.
That's what Onus did.
Yeah, I robbed a bank and then gave the money back like a week later in an anonymous check. Just sent it in. There you go. Just wanted to do it, you know.
Somebody said something about his old lady when they went to court and he killed that dude.
Onus killed that motherfucker.
Con Air was based on Onus.
He killed him with a wrench so he could feel it.
The head coach is in the Onus. Hello, Mata. Hello, father.
All the rest of the owners? Yeah,
all the coaches and the owners. I know way too much of that song. Alan Sherman.
I don't understand what that song is.
It was just like a novelty song from back in the day. Jews, and I think a lot of people
Camp
on the
Granada,
East Coast.
Granada, right?
Yeah. They would just go to summer camp. It was like a big thing. It's a big East Coast thing that
to go for Jewish people. You like Larry David talks about it, right? And Richard Lewis.
Yeah, they worked at a camp together. But like, it's a big East Coast thing, like going away to summer camp.
Are they Jewish summer camps?
There's
or are they
Jewish
just summer camps, and there's Jewish people.
There's
there?
Jewish ones, and then there's. But I think like a lot of people on the East Coast do.
Dude, I wanted to go to summer camp so bad when I was in like early junior high school, like elementary, because that show Bug Juice.
Yeah, Bug Juice. Oh,
it was like Real World for kids.
Yeah, it really was.
Yeah.
I went to this place called Camp Kern, and I don't think my parents knew it was like low-key Christian.
Yeah.
And we didn't pick up on it until like every night at campfire. They would only play Life is a Highway.
Whoa. That sounds awesome. Is that a Christian song?
Yeah, I don't understand what you're saying.
It is kind of like a low-key,
What?
Christian
really?
Song.
No, it's not.
Life is a
highway. And the highway is Jesus Christ's way. That's what they would say.
The highway is the devil's happy trail.
They were out of
I don't think that's
fucking
right.
Fucking mind thinking that was a religious song.
You're going my way.
Yeah, it was just
I want to ride it all night long.
Gimme, yeah.
I think it's about.
Why'd you do that?
It's part of the song. I just, you know, I felt something. I went with it.
The Holy Ghost took him. Maybe it is a religious song.
Yeah, wait, I blacked out. What'd I do?
Homeboy threw kosh.
Yeah, you were throwing mad
into
kosh.
The wind.
Mad
oh,
kosh.
Kelly Jordan's gonna fucking think that is
Does
funny.
Does she listen?
New.
Sue Carmel does. Shout out to Sue Carmel.
Shout out to Sue Carmel.
We gotta get, we yeah. Somebody just tweeted, when's Sue Carmel going to be on the podcast?
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't mean to interject my mom into a conversation about your mom. I'm sorry.
I feel like when they meet, they're going to just fall right in with each other.
I think so. I think they'll get along great.
Lockstep.
Yeah. Yeah. But if they don't, you know, the onus is on us to stay friends. Zach, it's time for your fourth pick.
Yes, sir. Fourth pick.
Oh, yes, sir.
I'm taking Avant Garde.
Oh, I had that on my list.
Yeah, that's good.
Avant-garde.
Yeah.
I love it.
You said it weird.
You did. Avant-garde.
You said avant-garde.
Well, I pronounced the hyphen.
Avant-garde. You said it like Dalsium in Street Fighter.
Avant-garde.
Avant-garde.
Yoga, fire. Avant-garde. Yeah.
Tiger uppercut.
But it's a good place. You can use it anywhere. I like a lot of museum dates, so you drop it in there.
Oh, you like a museum date?
Oh, you've told me about this because it's cheap.
It's the perfect first date.
Not because it's cheap, but...
I'm blowing up the spot a little bit.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, you know, it's
I guess it is.
Yeah, we talked about this, you broke motherfucker. It's cheap.
Is it cheap?
Yeah, for the most part, you can find like three days.
Lagma, yeah.
Or if not, you know, it's like $10, but you get like, you know, 4-5 hours. Just walk around, discuss things. You can say avant-garde.
Yeah.
This is very... I mean, I don't know if I'm using this right.
You consider yourself the grand dame of the avant-garde. Isn't that true?
I do.
Yeah.
Grand dame duty gench.
Grand dame. Oh. I don't know if our listeners have... There's this game I invented called Dame Judy Dench, and it's so hard. It's easy, but I mean, what's easy to explain. You just have to say Dame Judy Dench as many times as you can, as fast as you can, and it's impossible. Give it a try if you're listening. Pause
can
the
I try
podcast.
Right now?
Yeah, go ahead. Here we go. Clear out the paint.
Dame Judy Dench, Dame Judy Dench, Dame Judy Dench, Dame Judy Dench.
Oh,
Dame
three.
Dench.
You got three. Then you jammed it.
Okay.
Which is, you jam.
Oh, damn. I thought it was
Jame Duty
better.
Dench.
I'm going to give it a shot.
Give it a shot.
God damn it. Dame Duty Dench, Dame Duty.
No, you can't use the song. The song is the cheat code.
I still fucked it up, though.
Yeah, you did. Even with your game genie, you couldn't make it work. Shawnee?
Dame Judy Dench. Dame Judy Dench. Dame Judy Dench.
No, three. 2.5, really. Dame Judy Dench. 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 To sit in solemn silence on a dull, dark dock in a pestilential prison with a lifelong lock, awaiting the sensation of a short, sharp shock from a cheap and chippy chopper on a big black block. I am the very model of a modern major general. My philosophies are rocking every other major mineral.
I'm gonna go home.
That was bananas. Stunned, dude.
That was a cool time. I got shit to do. Probably
it's gotta be a Tupac song for me to do something that fast.
Can I ask that?
Yeah.
Did you do it by hitting the D's really hard?
You
to keep
focus on Dame.
I could tell.
And let
I
Judy take care of itself. No, you treat Judy Dench as one word and you hit the Dame. Dame Judy Dench. Dame Judy Dench. Anyway, we can edit all that out. avant-garde.
Yeah.
That little thing I just went down was a little bit avant-garde.
It was. Yeah. You could talk. You could say Sonic Youth is avant-garde.
They are avant-garde.
Or this burrito covered in various hot sauces. Avant-garde choice.
You know
food.
What is avant-garde? Salad covered in various hot sauces.
Yes.
Yeah, in my prison cell, that's what I'll get to eat. You know? My avant-garde prison cell.
You're an avant-garde eater.
You are kind of an avant-garde eater.
I eat like shit.
Yeah, but in an avant-garde way.
It's like if Jackson Pollock made burritos.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I go nuts sometimes with the Tapatio.
What's the craziest thing you've eaten recently?
Oh.
did you get chicken chips things?
Oh, those are dank, dude. Those are fucking
dank. Are they dank? I like
Ian
the chicken.
Gets, what do you get? You get like the food with the like the pita bread?
Yeah, I get scoffs Lebanese cuisine.
So you never eat it. So I
don't eat the pita.
I took it out of the, it wasn't in the garbage yet, but it was in a bag that was about to go into the garbage.
Yeah.
Took it out of there. Microwaved it for like 15 seconds, pulled it up and put mustard all over it. And ate that.
I feel
that
it.
Was what I ate like before.
Yellow mustard?
Uh-huh. Oh. Yeah, bright yellow mustard, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta go regular mustard. French's?
Yeah. Wait, do you not, is it you that hates regular mustard? Like yellow mustard?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't care for it.
It's amazing.
When there's other mustard, why would you ever eat that one?
Okay, when there's a spicy brown afoot.
Spicy brown. Maybe on a hot dog yellow, but even then.
Even then.
avant-garde, excellent pick. Sean, it's time to build on the sex of Felonious. Monk.
It's going to be hyperbolic.
Oh!
Yeah, that's really a good one.
Hyperbolic is good.
Because I didn't... That was a word I only learned through context.
Yeah.
Like, I never actually knew what it meant. But just, like, hearing people say it enough, well, I kind of learned.
We're all kind of in the hyperbolic business. I mean, that is stand-up comedy,
isn't
it?
Yeah, for sure.
Well, Regan... has a bit about it, but his like his album's called The Epitome of Hyperbole.
Oh, yeah.
But I remember when I was in 7th grade Miss Sauer's language arts class, she put up like 7 words on the board, and I was like, hyperbole? The fuck?
The hyperbole. Mean?
Yeah, it sounds like the if Contra had a Super Bowl.
Yeah. You know? It sounds like a video game that couldn't get NFL licensing, like that you had to play like back in like 1994.
Due to the Roman numerals, is that what we call Super Bowl 20?
Do you want to come over and play Hyperbowl?
No, man, I'm going to go over to James's play Madden. But
no, he has Madden. Ooh, Hyperbowl's fun too. There's 5 downs. What? Yeah, they couldn't license the actual rules of football either. They tried to background so many weird video games like that back. Wasn't Bill Laimbeer's Combat Basketball like you'd fight robots?
Yeah.
Bill Laimbeer's Combat Basketball.
Bill Laimbeer's Combat That's Basketball. Super Nintendo? Yeah.
There was
or
like
Nintendo,
a,
maybe.
There was like a Baseball 3000 yes. where you were like robots and you'd fight to get on base.
I remember that. That yeah. was for Nintendo, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that
yeah,
wasn't that Japanese game where they like randomly generated a bunch of American names for the baseball players and one of them was Bobson Dugnut? Yeah.
Bobson Dugnut?
Bobson Dugnut.
Whoa, that's a good name.
Yeah, I had to like pat your chest down to say that.
Bobson Dugnut. My stars. Well, if it isn't Bobson Dugnut.
Oh my God.
Lord in heaven. Drunk for breath.
Well, you're walking in here like you're that's King Tuff's real name is Bobson Dugnut. Hyperbolic. And could it, Hyperbolic. I mean, it is time for your final pick.
Yeah, all right. I like I feel so stupid. That's crazy. My last pick's going to be Nefarious.
Oh, you do love that's the word nefarious. Yeah. You use it a lot.
I love that word, too.
I like
man.
The
I
word
that.
Nefarious. A bunch of nefarious that. Characters.
Me and Darius getting nefarious?
Yeah.
I need a friend named when Darius, with us. Darius yeah, Rucker? Nefarious Rucker, dude.
Whoa.
He hangs out with Polonius.
That's what you... Yeah.
What are they up to?
Nefarious Rucker, Polonius Monk. Tell you what they're up to. No good.
No good. Couple of no good nicks.
Or mo good.
Oh, mo good.
Oh,
I went
yeah.
from nefarious. I went from no good to mo good.
I'm a big
that's
fan of
that's gonna be the pitch for my self help series of audio tapes.
Went from no good to mo good.
Hi, I'm Ian Carmel, and I went from no good to mo good, and I can help you get there too. Any series of 36 audio tapes.
It's a real ashy to clashy situation. Yeah.
From ashy to classy. What song is that in?
That's Chappelle, right? Just a saying.
It is just a saying.
Oh, is it?
But there's also a rap. Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Nefarious.
Yeah, nefarious.
It's a good word.
Yeah. I mean. Yeah.
How would you use it?
I don't think I'd go on a date with that gal. I saw her cavorting with some nefarious characters.
Oh, cavorting, too.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Double trouble.
Somebody's yeah. been peeking on my list.
Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen showed up.
You know, it's a problem when you got the double trouble.
The twins, dude.
I got the twins on them.
And twins.
Fucking like
funniest thing Kid
Rock
ever
brother
did.
Over here.
Got two arms. One's cohorting, one's nefarious, okay?
Make a move.
This one's for my lady. This one's for you.
Your call.
Now I'm just going to walk out of this Taco Bell with the food for free. Unless you want to meet cavorting and or nefarious.
Honey, get in the trunk.
Dr. Jack Cavortigan.
I'm still nervous.
Nefarious, fantastic. Zach, it is time for your fifth. And final pick.
Fifth and final pick. Man, this one's tough.
Oh,
I have to go with...
Whatever, dummy.
Oh, boy. Just a lot on the board right now. I'm going to have to go with Sycophant.
Oh.
Oh, that's good.
Have you very... ever... I don't think I've ever used Sycophant in a sentence.
Oh, I live in L.A.
I've only heard...
You see
heard
Sycophants.
We are though. Surrounded by Sycophants.
I've only heard you say it. You're like the only person I've ever heard say that word.
I invented the word.
Well, that's nice of you, man.
No, you didn't. You're lying right now. Why are you lying?
Why are you fucking lying?
Dickhead, bro.
Basically,
I'm
I made
sorry,
it
guys.
Up.
I'm just...
fucking Sycophant.
Yeah,
when I'm
no, I love it.
Corner, I
it's like
it.
Usually like when it's you and another person at a party and maybe like the vibe of the party is kind of weird. You're like, oh, look at all, check all these Sycophants.
These
it's like a
Sycophants.
It's like a
Holden Caulfield over here.
Backdoor entry into like friendship.
Yeah.
Like it's just us two.
Everybody oh, I like that.
I also really
joiner.
Like the sentence or the phrase backdoor entry into friendship.
Backdoor yeah. entry. Yeah.
It's more of a
If you were a
marriage
more,
situation.
If you were a more nefarious character, it would have different connotations.
Oh, no. I'm talking about their heart. Nowhere else. That's the only entry I
you're
see.
You're talking about where it hearts, not where it farts. I feel like.
35. I just almost pissed myself because you said fart.
You gotta
well,
get
you're
her
a nefarious person,
I laughed
John.
Like I was watching Big Lebowski for the first time.
You gotta get her in the part that hearts, not the part that farts. That's what my dad told me.
It's wisdom.
That's what he imparted.
It's wisdom.
He said that. He said, listen, boy.
Well, I tell you what, young silent.
Those were the last words he spoke to me. Yeah. The only words he ever spoke to me.
Oh, my God.
Sycophant. Will you? Yeah, it just means like a, what is it, like a...
It's just someone who's like kind of... Or the way that I see it is like they're like a yes man or a yes person where they're just like, oh, this person's in like a higher place than me. So I'm just going to like whatever they want to do, I'll do that. Or like whatever they want to say, I'll say that.
Right. It's also about somebody who's crazy for Fanta.
Yeah.
Oh, what? Sycophanta.
Was that a bad? Was that a bad? Okay.
It was bad.
I would love another. Hey, David.
But
I would,
we love you. We're all friends.
Gosh, David, I would love another drink, but I've just been sycophanta for a while now.
You know, it's not always, you're always going to.
No, I like it.
No, this is, baseball. This is baseball.
Quick draft. Get best flavors of Fanta.
You're getting a Fanta today?
Guarantee it.
See, that was really funny last week, too.
What, a pineapple flavored one?
I might get a strawberry Fanta, though.
Strawberry is very good.
Where, from the Armenian store?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool.
Yep, that might happen.
The semi-circle K?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The gas station near the place.
It is the semi-circle
near the spot,
K.
Near the domicile.
It's the gas station with no gas.
It's like a circle K, like a K around a circle, but it's not a full circle. It's just a C.
Why would you rip off Circle K, you know?
Because name recognition, brand recognition, man.
But you go with like 7-Eleven.
Yeah, you can't be 7-Eleven.
They don't know they're going to go in there and get that weird knockoff candy that
it's
they
weird.
Got in there.
That walnut rope.
Apricot walnut.
Apricot rope. We should draft almond ropes.
That's a nefarious candy.
That is a fucking nefarious candy.
I wouldn't say it's the quintessential candy.
No.
Sus, dude.
But you aren't beholden to eat it. David, what is your fifth and final pick?
So my fifth and final pick, this, it doesn't come up. This has come up maybe four or five times in my whole life.
Yeah.
But every time it's come up, I've risen to the occasion and knocked it out of the park.
Yeah.
Polytheism.
Whoa.
I just, for some reason, I learned it in high school.
Yeah.
Shout out Miss Durkee. And,
reading?
What?
Reading class?
It was in reading class.
I think
it was in colors.
Yeah. It was right after shapes and before smells.
Smells.
It was just a class where you get a little lambskin and you rub it for 45
minutes.
Yeah,
yeah.
11th grade.
The funny thing, I was ineligible with football because I failed touch. So they sat me out of the big game.
Rachel.
I would like to see everyone here use polytheism in a sentence.
Well,
okay.
I'll go last.
Sean, why don't you go first?
I'll go last. I don't appreciate all this polytheism in my prison cell. That's not why I got thrown into prison.
Maybe.
That's why they threw me in here for.
That, is
that could technically be true.
You got sentenced to a very heady jail.
Yeah.
All right, Zach, I knocked it out of the park. Your turn.
Polytheism.
Yeah.
Is it worse? Okay.
Is it worse? That's the sentence. Polytheism is a word.
Hawaiian religion.
Oh, yeah.
He's already in.
Polytheistic.
Already in. Yeah. Many gods.
The way I've learned it, one of the ways I came home, some smart dickhead who had gone to college was like, what's it like in California, Naaman? And I was like, oh, you know, man, everybody's crazy. They got all these religions and gurus and everyone's polytheistic. It's crazy over there. And I sounded so cool. I mean, just now you felt it, right?
Yeah.
It felt like I say that word. Like
my chair moved over like 4 inches when you said that.
It didn't feel like a reach, right? It just felt like that's what I say.
Mm-hmm. I practice polygeism. That could have been like a Far Side album.
Polygeism.
If they stay together.
If they get back in the lab.
The Lab Cab California?
Yeah.
You're up. Polytheism. Yeah, that's a good one. It is
You don't get it often, but when you get it...
Less and less.
It's, but everybody knows what it means. Like, it's not that... It's a long word, but it's not, like, super difficult.
Right. You know what I mean? Not everyone knows what it means.
I can be quiet all day. I can sit here and be quiet all day. This is my dumbest day. Never had a dumber
day. It doesn't
help
that we're all viciously hungover, too, and David hasn't slept.
I have not slept. I'm up, baby.
Okay, it is time for my final pick. The final pick of the draft. And I am going to take Philistine.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I like that word a lot.
Yeah. You could use it.
I'm a Philistine.
I'm a Philistine, yeah. Too. In fact, we're all Philistines.
Yes.
We are pretty Philistine. Yeah. We're Philistinic.
Yeah. You might even, you could pair it with sycophants.
You
could. Party was nothing but sycophants and Philistines. The decoration was ostentatious.
Now, Sean thought Philistines was a country.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Philistinian Israeli conflict. It is a little weird how close it is to Palestine.
Where is Philemon?
The Philadelphia Philistines?
The Philadelphia.
Was it Philadelphia or was it Philemon? What was the place that...
What's Philemon?
No, I said what you said.
What? No, Palestine.
Yeah, that's what I said.
No, you said Philemon.
I don't know. Definitely said Philemon. What the fuck does that mean?
I think we all just need to take a step back.
You're talking like some of the text messages I sent last night. This morning.
Are we talking about who? Where are the Philistines from?
I don't know. Palestine.
I thought they were, it might be
Philemon. You might be like way smarter than all of us right now. Like that sounds like a real place.
In ancient Greek.
I thought it was Paul's letter to the people of Philemon.
Maybe. I'm a Jewish. I don't know. I don't know about any of Paul's
letters.
That's
fair. Yeah, you're not.
I know about Paul's boutique.
Okay. The Philistines, primarily known with their conflict for the Israelites.
A member of a non-Semitic people, which bogus. A non-Semitic people of ancient southern Palestine. So, there you have it.
Look at that.
But also means someone who is hostile or indifferent to culture and the arts.
Yeah, it's like a Cretan.
You fucking Philistine, you Cretan, you Luddite.
Dullard.
You dullard.
That's a harsh one.
You Luddite. Yeah, Philistines.
Sounds like such a bummer.
It's like, wow, you did research to
you
make
You unenlightened
fun of me.
Bourgeois.
You learned a new word to make fun of me.
Holy crap.
Yeah, it's also big, like if you're a big fan of Phyllis, all of Phyllis's fans.
Oh, I mean, who isn't?
Love Phyllis.
Shout out Young Dill.
Yeah. Phyllis Diller.
Young Dill.
Phil Dill Dill.
Little Pickles, hey, where them Young Dills at? Little Pickles.
I don't like it. I don't like it when you say where them Young Dills at.
I want to give him the gentleman's deed, dude.
Sounds nefarious.
I don't like any. I think that you're getting deeper, and I don't like it. I'm going to stand up for what I believe in.
Gentleman's D and the Young Dills?
Really?
Gosh, man, I don't like it at all.
You're like slap happy right now.
We all are.
You've been operating in a slap happy zone.
Not even happy, kind of just slap.
Gotta get me out of the lab, I think.
That wraps up the most hungover episode of All Fantasy Everything
it's
I've ever been a part of.
The most brain power.
It's just all of us afraid to look stupid, even though we all admit to being very
empty,
stupid.
And then we just did a drag race.
Yeah.
So, let's hear these.
We left some stuff on the board.
Oh,
I did,
yeah.
Anyway. Evidently. Serendipitous.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Solipsistic.
Nope. Whoa. Didn't know what that
lexicon.
Oh, lexicon's good.
Lexicon is a good one.
Magnanimous.
Can we start saying flexicon?
Flexicon. Yeah.
Let it into my
magnanimous.
Yeah, I don't usually wear red sneakers. It's not in my flexicon. But.
Here's one that Sean.
I love that.
Fuck yeah.
Here's one that Sean uses. Prowess.
Oh, prowess, yeah.
Prowess is good.
Yep.
Incandescent.
Yeah.
I have one that I can't even read.
Iridescent. You can't even read it?
Denotes.
Oh, you know what I had was clandestine.
Oh, clandestine is great.
Oh, convoluted.
Oh, convoluted.
I
perfunctory.
Perfunctory is great.
Perfunctory.
Derelict.
The podcast should have just been us naming these for like an hour.
Yeah. I guess you can derelict my balls.
Bro.
Sean would have had problems though because... I don't know if he passed reading.
Ubiquitous?
Ubiquitous.
Zenith?
Oh, Zenith is good, too. Oh,
Apex Paradox.
What we did pick, Sean, you let us off. We picked Superfluous, Aforementioned, Felonious, Hyperbolic, and Nefarious. Zach, you went second. You picked Basically. Juxtaposition, Quintessential, Avant-Garde, and Sycophant. David, you went intelligence, albeit beholden, onus, and polytheism.
That's almost a sentence.
Yeah.
God, that would have been... And I didn't think about that.
Wherewithal, dichotomy, litany, ostentatious, and philistine.
That's fucking awesome.
It's what pretty good.
All those words together.
Yeah.
I have no idea who's going to win.
I don't think anybody wins this one.
I think I'll win out of sympathy
votes. I kind of feel like we all lost.
We all lost. Everyone's going to be like, everyone's going to like sign us up for fucking...
remedial classes.
Yeah, remedial class. Remedial reading classes. Class?
So I feel like I drafted like I played as much football as I did.
a listener's going to send us coupons to like the Sylvan Learning Center.
Yeah. Right? Like you can definitely tell how much time I spent in the athletic hall dicking around.
Well, though the practice of fantasy drafting is always superfluous.
I tend to find it
fluous. It's a little fluous.
If you want to say superfluous, I will.
Yeah.
Superfluous, albeit.
On some of our aforementioned podcasts, you know, we've gotten up to felonious activities before, but it's always hyperbolic when we get together to make a draft. We say crazy stuff, you know? And sometimes we admit to nefarious misdeeds on this podcast. Basically, you could say we get together and have fun. The juxtaposition between the stupid topics that we pick from and the intelligent way we discuss them makes this one of the quintessential podcasts, especially when it comes to fantasy drafting. I would say we're one of the most avant-garde podcasts probably in the market right now. And if you disagree, frankly, I think you're a sycophant. It takes a certain degree of intelligence to really get into all fantasy everything, albeit and also a certain degree of whimsy. Now, nobody's beholden to listen to our podcast. The onus is on you to decide if you want to or not, whether you're a Jew, a Gentile, or some sort of polytheistic person. If you have the wherewithal to download this podcast and understand the dichotomy of smart people picking stupid things, saying stupid stuff, and pretending that they're smart, there's a litany of reasons you could probably find to leave us comments and maybe like and subscribe. It is ostentatious for me to have called us smart people earlier. We aren't smart. We aren't at all. If anything, we're a group of Philistines. Tune in next week to another brand new episode of All Fantasy Everything.
They're going to bury you a legend.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.